The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm giving him a pass right now, even before the game.
Four-man rush, quick over the middle. Caught, Reed is in for the touchdown. What a start for the Packers.
Why? Short week, young team.
Fake Love, got a man wide open. It's Kraft who's going to walk in for the touchdown.
Big game. After a big win.
Packers brought the heat that time, and maybe not. Ball's going to be returned, just in case, by Jonathan Owens. Ruling on the field, it's a fumble, and it's a touchdown.
I think it's going to be a train wreck, but I'm giving them a pass, and they deserve a pass.
Going for the end zone for Watson. He's got it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We're going out there practicing really hard during the week, and then obviously you see the growth is starting to show every week. It's just a testament to everybody showing up, working, staying committed to the process.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
That's the sound we want to hear on a Monday here in Wisconsin. It's all happening, to quote Almost Famous. Or, to quote my buddy, Happy Gilmore, somebody learned to putt. Jordan learned to play quarterback, or at least he's learning, and he's making progress. And that progress is leading to Green Bay Packers victories as we are celebrating this morning on a Victory Monday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We know the game was several days ago with the Thanksgiving holiday and whatnot, but man, when you get a win like that, 29-22 over the Lions, you can talk about it several days later, our first chance to be with y'all, and discuss what exactly we saw on Thursday and what it means for the team going forward. Chew, I want to get to you right away because you had said it's going to be a train wreck, it's going to be a disaster, but it's okay. This was anything but, big guy.
Yeah, you couldn't let that go, Joshie. Had to bring it up 5 days later.
I mean, it was very famous. You gave him an excuse for a lose, and they smoked him.
I was shocked. I was shocked at the start of the game when Christian Watson caught the deep ball. I said, hey, maybe this is going to be a game. But, Jen, I came in fully prepared to gush over the whole team because once the game was in hand, it was Thanksgiving, cooking stuff. I was kind of in and out. I didn't look at a thing until this morning when it came to the team stats and the box score. And I saw 464 yards for the Detroit Lions offense. Something I was not prepared to do. And where I'm at is offensively, Jordan Love, I think, is the guy. So I think the next thing we have to do over these next couple weeks is start talking possible extension. But I think we also have to ask ourselves, is Joe Barry the guy?
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
I think the answer has
been definitively no. And I think it was that before he got the job as the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator. And then he was given another opportunity to prove that he could hang in this league, that his defenses could get the job done. And he hasn't done so since.
Did you guys realize it was 464 yards total offense? Because when I watched the game, it didn't really – I mean, they were giving up chunks of real estate, but I didn't realize it was 464 yards.
I guess I need to know, Chew, where you stand on this specific game with the eye test. Because I got to tell you, that game never felt close.
No.
So even though we just talked about what the score was, and it was, like, you know, basically a one-score game, and you just mentioned, you know, giving up all of those yards to the Lions, it didn't ever feel close. So I guess I'm willing to give Barry a pass-ish, a pass-adjacent, because even though, like you said, big gaudy numbers on the box score, I don't think that, the Lions ever felt to me like they were in that game.
But they were never out of it.
Well, I think they were out of it, man. I felt like they were out of it. And yes, you could make the argument that maybe Jared Goff goes out there and is able to make an incredible play to put them over the top, but this was the most complimentary football I've seen from the Green Bay Packers this season, where it wasn't just one side of the ball carrying the day. And so to me, as we continue to use the progress as the barometer for this season, I got to be real happy. You know, the only thing I was saying, and I think I said this at halftime, I didn't even check what the final numbers were for this one, but I would have liked to have seen the third down conversion be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But really, not a lot to complain about with the way this game was played. Now, of course, this is going to bring up the P word. And y'all know what the P word is. I don't know if we're even supposed to say the P word on this show.
Potato?
That one we can say. Now, you can't say what potato stands for on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but I digress. No, the P word is playoffs. Do we even start having that conversation, Chew?
I don't care. It doesn't. Means nothing
to
me.
What do you mean you don't care?
Because we're all about Super Bowls. We're not about, like, making playoffs. Now, if that gives these guys experience and confidence and all that to make a step, yes, I'm fine. But I'm still concerned about the progress of this offense and what do we do with the defense. Because, you know, this game was out of the way early. It was out of the way Thursday. So you had a chance to watch Philadelphia. You had a chance to watch all these other elite teams, Kansas City. That's what we want to get to in 2 years, maybe three. And if we're going to roll this back with the defense again, that offense is going to have to be pretty damn good. It's going to have to be a top three because I don't see this defense ever. I mean, you already have 8 first-round picks on the team. You're just going to keep drafting in the first round till we get, hopefully, to where it's a top 10 defense.
Well, and that's the other element of it, right, is that if this team keeps winning, you see that draft pick continuing to fall. I believe right now they are talking about that top draft pick being a left tackle, an offensive lineman. You need to, if Jordan Love is, and you said this right out of the gate, he's the guy, you're going to have to talk about extending him. If he is your guy, then the next step is protecting him. And so where, then, are you comfortable with the Green Bay Packers being in the draft this year? Because it looks like they're going to win games. Yeah. Like, despite everything that all the haters and all the people who were not on the Jordan Love train wanted to believe, it appears as though this team will, dramatic gasp, win games. Chiefs, Giants, Bucks, Panthers, Vikings, Bears. Chew, I actually feel pretty confident saying that of those 6 remaining games, they're going to win 3 of them.
Yeah, I would agree. I would
at least.
But if you go back, Jen, to these team stats and you read it, minus one category, first downs, Green Bay 17, Detroit 25, third down efficiencies pretty equal, total plays 78 for Detroit, 54 for Green Bay, total yards 464 to 377. So if I keep reading this, I'm going without the one category. And that category being turnovers, I would say Detroit wins 28-17.
But the turnovers are there, the three of them.
3 turnovers to none. That was the difference.
And I would make the argument that those turnovers you have to give the defense credit for. Joshy, where do you stand on where the defense is right now, recognizing what we all believe about Joe Barry, that is he is not the guy. He should not be the guy. But 3 turnovers yesterday means that some of those defensive players were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend time on here defending Joe Barry and what we've seen. We have a long history of very critical mistakes, but I also think we're trying and we're picking and prodding and trying to find reasons to not say, Joe Barry called a pretty good game. He dialed up some good pressures.
Yeah,
he had his defense in good spots where he hasn't had them in the past. Like, There was multiple times they were in, like, the non-traditional. They were playing a little more base. They had more of the down linemen on the field, the guys with the hands in their dirt. I think he called a good game, and I think to ignore the fact that Joe Barry's defense has had the Packers in multiple games with a chance to win would not be fair. Now, I don't think he's the only reason that's happening, but I do think it has to figure into the equation of what we're seeing now.
And Chu, I am getting some reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776, saying a lot of those Detroit yards were in garbage time. That from Justin and Racine. Ryan on the road in a truck also saying 170 of that 460 came on the last two drives with a huge fourth down stop on the drive before the touchdown. And so, yes, we have been critical about bend, don't break. Teams are going to make explosive plays, right? They get paid too. Right, this is a big boy league. There are going to be times where a guy does his job and does it exceptionally well. I'm not in the position right now where I want to focus excessively on the defense, because I think the bigger question today, as we are now 5 days removed, right? Five, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days removed from this victory, is what you said to start the show, Chu. Is it time to extend Jordan Love? Did he show you enough now through these games to say he is the guy going forward? He should be the guy going forward. This is a guy you can win a Super Bowl with, Chu.
Yes. I mean, I think, yes. I'm not all in, but I'm in on Jordan Love. And, you know, Adam Schefter talked about it Wednesday, how he wouldn't extend him, which is fine, but you have to realize that Jordan Love, the farther we get along with the games he's playing, he gains the leverage. He's gaining the leverage. My question would be, if you were to sign him in the next couple weeks, and I don't know if he would he take Daniel Jones' money? If I was representing him, and what was Daniel Jones' average?
4,160. So, 40 million.
40. You know what, Jen? He's young. I'm telling him not to take it. So the farther along this thing goes and the better he plays, the more, obviously, he's going to get paid. And then we lose that luxury of, like, hey, our quarterback's playing for $18 million a year. Now that number is going to be 40, 50, 60. I don't know.
See, I don't like the idea of trying to get your quarterback on a bargain. Right? All we talk about is most important player on the field.
Yeah.
How instrumental they are and their play is to the success of the team. I feel like you can bargain shop, you can thrift shop store your way through some of the other positions. I don't necessarily want to do that at the quarterback spot. If you've got a guy who you think can get you there, pay him what he's worth. Pay him what the market dictates. I understand what you're saying. And maybe they will put an offer on the table. Maybe over the next few weeks, you will see them draft something up and put it in front of Jordan Love's agents and say, hey, we've seen enough. We think we were right, which, by the way, I want to get into that as the show goes on this morning. Are you ready to say that Goody was right about drafting Jordan Love where he did, about making the move from Aaron Rodgers, about putting this guy in a position to be the guy going forward? I think if I were him, I'd hold out and wait and let the season run its course. He's got those incentives we've talked about as well. Josh, you and I were talking about those this morning in the production meeting, the incentives. Now, some of them, including like playing time, it looks like he's going to hit. But maybe that is the reason to have the P conversation, the playoff conversation, because I believe there's some money attached, Josh, if I'm not mistaken, to Jordan Love leading this team to the playoffs this season, right?
Yeah, part of his incentives include 65% playing time, which we all think he's going to get there at this point, and making the playoffs. It also escalates to one playoff win, conference title, all of that. And then it goes team wins, so like you can have 10 games of wins, or you can just make the playoffs. And a lot of it is also connected to passer rating, completion percentage, touchdown passes, and passing yards. And it's top 10 he needs to break. And if you look at where he is right now, he's going to be, besides completion percentage, he'll probably be in the top 10 of at least two of those. So it seems like he's going to hit most of those incentives, or hit a large portion of them anyways.
With still plenty of time to keep improving those completion percentage numbers. For people who've been wondering, what did Aaron Rodgers look like through the first 10 games of his career with the Green Bay Packers, right? Because, you know, they famously extended him or gave him that deal early in the process. The numbers are eerily comparable, Chu. Eerily comparable.
Yeah.
Through 10 games, Jordan Love, 203-340. That's a 59.7. Let's round it up to 60 just for ease. A 60% completion percentage. 2,331 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions for a rating of 83.8. That's Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers, 205, 318 for a completion percentage of 64.5. If we're going to be fair and round up, we can go up to 65. It's a 5% variance between where Jordan Love is through 10 games and where Aaron Rodgers was through 10 games in his career, first 10 games. The yardage is very similar, 2,351 off of just 20-yard difference. 15 touchdowns that Aaron Rodgers threw to 6 interceptions. Remember, Jordan was 16 to 10 for a 94.5 rating. It's just, it's not that different. It's not so drastically different that you're going, I don't know, man, jury's still out. If you're going by that metric, and maybe you're not. Maybe you're not sitting here saying, well, you know, they're different in other ways. But through 10 games, those numbers are eerily similar. We got folks on the line. Josh, you want to take the calls now, or you want to wait till we come back on Gen Game?
Let's do Montrell first here, and then we will save Alan till after the
break. All right, Montrell, you are on with Gen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. We are talking about a victory Monday. We are celebrating the Packers' win over the Lions, and we are trying to figure out if you are where Chew is, which is Jordan's the guy.
Montrell, please turn down your radio, too.
Yeah, I'd take Jordan Love. She kind of took my point. That's what I was going to say, everything that she just spoke on, as far as how close the numbers are, because the numbers are, like, so close. It's like there's not really a big difference between the two within the first same amount of games. So she kind of took my point. That's all I was going to say. I just feel like Jordan Love is good. It's eerily the same numbers. I mean, I don't expect him to be Aaron Rodgers, but, I mean, he's good. He's putting up the same numbers within the first year, within the same amount of games. So, I mean, they're comparable. So I'd keep Jordan Love. I wouldn't let him go. He'd come back and bite you in the butt later.
With a much younger talent, too. I mean, Aaron had more established receivers than – I mean, these guys are starting to show that they can be pretty darn good. But, I mean, yeah, I'm almost offering Daniel Jones money and see what happens.
What do I do with the fact that I think this – skill group is probably better right now, even though it's less experienced than last year. But also Aaron Rodgers is the reason that skill group probably wasn't as good, because he kept his buddies on the team
last year.
Yes.
I think it's fair to question whether or not Rodgers' personnel decisions and preferences affected the development of some of the guys in this group.
Right, because would anyone want Big Dog over Luke Musgrave at this point?
No.
Alan Lazard over Jayden Reed? Randall Cobb over Dontavian Wicks? Like, are any of those guys winning out?
And you didn't even mention Romeo Dobbs,
no,
who famously had conflict with Rodgers, and that, I'm assuming, just Romeo would say, that affected his development.
Yeah.
That affected his trajectory. 800-990-3776. We are celebrating a victory Monday here on Gen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are going to keep talking about this game, and we are going to talk about whether or not you are willing to say that Goody was right. I think I'm there, guys. I am at the point where I can say confidently, man, Goody made the right choice drafting Jordan Love. Saw the talent, saw the potential, knew he could be the guy, knew that Rodgers was. Now, he didn't have a crystal ball. He couldn't have known he was going to, you know, rupture his Achilles and be out for the season. But man, it is looking bad over there in New York right now, isn't it? And those guys that Rodgers wanted on the roster, those guys that Rodgers brought along with him, man, they're nowhere to be found. They're not there. They're not doing anything. 800-990-3776, your reaction all morning long. Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. 800-990-3776, taking your calls all morning long.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right about anything.
Ed Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line this morning. That number, of course, 800-990-3776. Put it in your phone. Lock it in. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, ESPN Milwaukee. That way you can communicate with the show anytime you want. Rudy from Sheboygan weighing in saying, on Jordan Love, I'm not arguing with stats, but upon further review, my opinion is the dude is Mr. Magooing his way to a semi-successful debut season. I see way too many bad throws and weak decisions to get that excited just yet. I would absolutely love, pun intended, to be proven wrong to my satisfaction. Go pack, pack, go. And then he said, in Ben we brust. Is that a Scalzo and Brust hangover?
I imagine so.
In Ben we brust. I understand why there might be some hesitancy. I think that people have been burned before, not necessarily Packers fans, but just sports fans in general, from getting too high from a singular performance. The problem is, guys, this is not one singular performance from Jordan Love, right? We can't ignore the previous performance. We can't ignore the Chargers game. We can't ignore the Steelers game. We can't ignore basically the entire month of November for Jordan Love, who got better each and every week, right, Chu? I mean, that's why you are in the position of pay the guy. It's not because you saw one game against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving and went, holy moly, hallelujah.
No, that's, I mean, you can't, people have cannot look at it as we need to have our next Brett Favre, we need to have our next Aaron Rodgers. That's not going to happen. And clearly Jordan hasn't, we don't think he's hit his ceiling yet, but I think he has shown enough with good talent around him that this offense, the way it's trending, could be a top 10, maybe top 5 offense someday. The problem is the window is started, I believe. The window, they just cracked it open. And your window is 3 years. Because let's say all this talent, in the receiving core is all the same. Let's say they all turn out the same. In 3 years... And I'm saying Musgrave, Reed, Dobbs, Watson, and who am I missing?
Wicks.
You can't keep them all. So half of them are going to have to go if they continue to play the way they're playing and they continue to get better and better. So there's your window. Ideally, your window would be when Watson hits his fourth year and is a free agent, because you're going to have to make some decisions. That's why I don't even think – I like the offense. I like it. I like the way it's trending. The bigger question is the defense, because at the end of this year, you either have to be in on Joe Barry or out. You can't go into next year saying, well, I think the defense is going to be good. Maybe. I mean, is it a top 10? And have them finish 15th, 16th again. That's the problem. That's the problem with the window, because that's going to close the window if he's not the guy and he can't improve upon being a 13th, 14th, 15th ranked defense. You're setting yourself back.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to the phone lines. Alan in Milwaukee waiting patiently to chat with us. Alan, good morning on a Victory Monday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good.
I'm surprised you guys, all the stats you guys are pulling out, you guys, that Josh hasn't pulled out the McCarthy sounder of him saying stats are for losers. So I'm disappointed in Josh on that one.
I would never say
go,
that.
But...
Josh, you believe in stats, do you?
Yeah, very much so.
But last night on ESPN Radio, they were actually talking about this, not specifically with Jordan Love, but with Daniel Jones and Derek Carr, and saying that, like, if you don't have a top guy, you need a middle guy that you can pay cheap and surround them with talent. Because if you have that, if you have a guy that you're paying top dollar to and it's not working out, you're kind of stuck because you can't offload them, and you also can't bring in people to surround them with. So I'm not on board with paying Jordan Love $40 to $60 million, because one, he hasn't won a division yet. And he also hasn't won a Super Bowl. So why am I going to give the guy more than like $15 million? If that's the case, surround him with talent so that the team can actually win and be good. Because if you look at the last like 30, maybe like 30 Super Bowls, I think all of them except for like two were won by like a guy that you can say is the top, you know, one, two, or three quarterbacks in the league. So if we don't have a top guy, why are we going to pay a guy like he is the top guy?
Alan, appreciate the call. Here's the thing about money for quarterbacks, guys. I find that it all becomes white noise. It kind of becomes the Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Chewy, could you tell me right now who the top five paid quarterbacks in the league are? You could probably get a couple of them. I'm not going to. Go ahead.
Okay, Mahomes.
Depends on how we do it. Are we doing total contract value?
Well, I'm saying in 2023, I'm seeing Mahomes on this list. Now, again, I know you're talking about there's guaranteed money and there's right. extended out the contract. But for 2023, I'm seeing Patrick Mahomes at $45 million as the seventh highest paid quarterback of this season, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Seventh, so, Chew.
Really? Okay. Well, Hurts just signed in the offseason, right? Is he in there?
He's three, according to this list, with $51 million in 2023.
Okay. Lamar?
$52 million. He's at number two on the list for 2023.
Joe Burrow?
Not on the list. I mean, he is on the list somewhere, but my list only goes to eight.
He's 55 average a year for 275 for me. I'm looking at it here.
See, he's not on this list that I'm seeing.
Is Goff still on his monster deal?
No.
Is Goff in there? No. Oh, Josh Allen?
Oh, I got an updated list. So, yes, I see Joe Burrow is number one on there. He just got that contract this offseason.
He's making the most.
Josh Allen?
I saw him pretty low on the list.
Yeah, he is not as high as you would expect.
I see him at nine on this list. Does that go with your list?
$258.43 a year. The thing that's going on here is, do you want to pay him as much as the guys who set the standard, the Joe Burrows? If Jordan Love ends up being that good, that's what you have to pay.
Right.
And the reason you're talking Daniel Jones money is because you can get in under that value and lock in as the salary cap
continues
to
grow. And Daniel Jones was the old, remember I've told you guys about how, I always forget who the coach was. Man, I hate that every time I go to this analogy, I forget who the coach was.
we should work on this.
I should write it down is what I should do. It should be on a little post-it note on the top of my computer. But the line was, just because you're thirsty for lemonade, don't bite a lemon. And that's what they did when they signed Daniel Jones. Yeah. They were starving for a quarterback, so they paid the quarterback they had. And that's not what you want to do. But on the off chance that Jordan Love is the quarterback, not just a quarterback, then you could make the argument that you throw him up there in that top seven, top eight standard. Kyler Murray is on this list, Chew. Yeah. He made $46.1 million. He had a five-year deal worth $230 plus. Russell Wilson is on this list at $49 million. Now, again, the Broncos have certainly looked better in recent weeks. Seems like maybe some of the issues that they were having early on are in the past. Justin Herbert is second on this list. Chewy, we saw Justin Herbert up close and personal very recently. Do you think Justin Herbert is worth the second highest paid contract in the league right now?
I would take him over Jordan Love. But fair. I would also take Jordan Love over Daniel Jones. See, the longer this thing plays out, the more it's going to cost you.
But isn't that okay? Isn't it okay if it costs you? Like, wouldn't that mean that Goody was right about going up and snagging Jordan Love in the first round and causing all of the chaos and all of the tsunami that pick selected? If you end up paying your guy top dollar in the league because he's earned it, I think Goody would be happy to do so. Am I wrong, Joshy?
No, I just think when you're talking about the very real world of having to finagle contracts and add as much talent around a good quarterback, you start running into the problems. And I mean, we saw it with Aaron Rodgers. We've seen it with a ton of where you just simply start running out of money because those guys set the standards. If you have someone as good as Aaron Rodgers or even somebody who can be considered like, look now what Kyler Murray is. But at the time, he was considered that level of player, and they let him play out that contract, which got him now way too much money for how he's playing. You have to try to strike a balance.
Love, if it gets to Jordan Love not being extended next year, he's not going to sign.
Right.
Unless it's a monster deal. If you want him cheap, you got him for cheap right now. And we don't know where his ceiling is. I mean, he's still projecting higher and higher, but I mean, if he finishes out, makes the playoffs, hits a few of those top 10 incentives, the dude ain't going for no. Daniel Jones money.
If he wins a playoff game, it's over.
Which, again, I'm fine with. I'm fine with because it will mean that you were right about going out there and causing all of the ripple effects, all of the issues, all of the things that we all have experienced over the last 3+ years since he made that pick. If you're paying your guy top dollar, it means that you were right about it. You know, again, the Brock Purdy blueprint shoe is all well and good, 0.3% of your salary and can still get you some wins, but it's the exception, not the rule.
Sure. But what's to say that Jordan Love, you know, you sign him and pay him, doesn't turn into a Kyler Murray?
Cinderella at midnight type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, got to take chances in this league in order to be good.
Yeah, what do they say? Chances. Scared money don't make money?
You can't play scared.
800-990-3776. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll get to your calls right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. With delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Screamin' Sicilian, Palermo's has your game day covered. We absolutely housed 3 Palermo's pizzas yesterday as we were watching NFL football and putting up the Christmas tree in our house. You can find Palermo's at your local grocer's freezer. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolling on here. No Gabe today. No Gabe all week. Whatever will we do without his encyclopedic brain?
What is he going to do? Yeah. I mean, he can't golf. You guys had snow there, right?
I love that Chewy's a you guys person with the snow now.
Yeah. Freaking snow. If I were to guess, he's going to spend a lot of time at X-Golf working on his swing.
Yeah, that's a good point. We got folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talking Text Line. We got folks weighing in on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. Kay Forsyth wants to know what happened to Jordan Love's turkey leg. Man, you got the conspiracy theory music back there?
You bet your ass I do.
So, lots of conspiracies about the Jordan Love turkey leg. So, apparently, when they showed Greg Olsen the turducken, he like jammed his hand to it, caveman style, right? To show the turkey with the duck and the chicken. And apparently that was supposed to be the turducken that they gave to the MVP of the game, which was Jordan Love, well deserved. But apparently you're telling me, Joshy, that now Greg Olsen is saying that's not true?
Yeah, Greg Olsen has since denied he heard the criticism on the internet because Packer fans weren't happy. Jordan Love went out and earned himself a turkey leg. It's a legendary thing that happens every single season. He denied it. He said that turducken was always for the booth up there, which led some people to believe that maybe, perhaps, there was a branded lion on the turducken because everyone, including our very own Chewy, and self-admittedly myself, thought the Lions would win that game pretty easily.
What do you think, Chew?
Why, there was no turkey leg? I mean, a turducken doesn't have a turkey leg.
So Jordan Love was the MVP of the game. And obviously, famously, every Thanksgiving, they give out the turkey leg to the MVP of the Thanksgiving.
It happened the two following games
is correct.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And Jordan didn't get his turkey leg, but they did make a donation to a charity of his choice in his name. I think it was $10,000, if I remember correctly. So people were like, well, where's the leg? And that's when it came out that Olsen had manhandled.
He did mangle it.
Mangled the turducken. But Joshy's saying now that somebody says that the turducken had a lion's logo on, just turn it around. Spin it away from the camera. Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah. I got a pimple on my left cheek. Guess what cheek's getting the camera?
Right side.
Right side.
I didn't think turducken had legs, though. The ones that I've always ordered never had legs on them.
People order turduckens. I thought that was a John Madden made up thing. No one was eating turduckens.
There's like one guy.
No,
who
turducken
makes the
is
turduckens.
Really good. Yeah, it's really. Have you guys ever had turducken?
No. I have turkey.
I literally just said there's one guy in the world who's making the turducken. You think I got him on speed dial?
Yeah. Are you making turduckens yourself?
Yeah, I'll take one.
No, I am brining. I'm a brining a turkey for the rest of my life. It was unbelievable. A brine turkey?
Uh-huh.
Highly recommend.
What's a brine turkey?
You salt water. You soak in salt water for 24 hours.
Yeah, there's a process, though. It's not as easy as salt water.
No, okay.
Chewy just threw it in the ocean.
You get a five-gallon bucket, some salt and water, put it in the fridge.
I'm telling you, it was delicious.
Doesn't sound that hard.
No, it ain't.
Let's go out to the phone lines, 800-990-3776. Tim in Tosa, waiting patiently to chat about Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Tim. Happy to have you.
Morning, guys. Chewy, you really liked that brine because you used bath salts instead of regular salt.
God, Epsom salt? Is that why? It brought me back. That's why I feel so good today.
So much, and it's purple. I have no idea. Anyways, great show as always, guys. I'm happy to say that they're at least going to hit my six win threshold, which I thought they did at the beginning of the season. I wasn't in panic mode at any time. However, I'm going to go and play devil's advocate here. We argue, I think we're being a little hypocritical in the fact that we're saying that Love is done enough in the 10 or 11 games that he's to sign him up to an extended contract. But at the same time, and I'm on this is devil's advocate because I believe Joe Barry should go. He's not the guy. But his team, he's going to take credit for it, whether you like it or not, his team has played outstanding this season. Yes, there's been dips and stuff, but the defense has kept our team viable at many turns. So we're willing to ride Joe Barry out and say he hasn't done enough. I'll take a top 15 defense year in and year out if that's what it is. Now, again, devil's advocate. We're condemning Joe Barry because he hasn't done enough, but the team is playing well as a defensive unit. But yet we're willing to sign Love in after 11 games is like this guy's going to be the next guy. I think what Jen had mentioned earlier before is that we need to see the whole season. That's my thing. We're in no rush to be like, oh my gosh, this is the guy, Daniel Jones, let's go. You know, give him the whole season. We have the off season. We can immediately start talks. We look back at the entire season, see his full body of work and make a good choice. Because I feel like if you like Jen was mentioning before, if we rush, just based on a couple things, like 3 weeks ago, we were ready to go up. Jordan Love's not the guy. And now we're 2 weeks, 3 weeks forward. Oh, he's playing great. Let's sign him up. Like, we just need more time instead of the ebbs and flows of the season. And that's my two cents. I'll hang up and listen. Love you guys.
Tim, appreciate the call. Chewy, you got a reaction to comparing Joe Barry and his body of work to what Jordan Love has shown so far?
Yes, you have to give Joe Barry credit for this game, even though the stats were a little obnoxious. But this was the first game it actually looked like he followed through on what he said he was going to do in training camp. Different looks. I mean, I was just blown away on how fast, to me, it seemed the defense played. And those young corners looks like, we talk so much about the receivers and their development as young players. I mean, those corners played pretty darn well, and I like them, and they're only going to get better and better.
And Owen seemed to be where he was supposed to be a number of times in this game. Yeah.
But the problem, I'm sorry to cut you off, Jen, the problem is the longer you wait on Love, the more it's going to cost you. And if we get to the point where he's like, well, no, we're not going to do a deal, and then he plays under the franchise tag, my guess is that's a beefy number.
Yes, it very much so is.
I'm kind of surprised that people are not there yet, because Aaron signed after, the seventh or eighth game?
What was that conversation like? I don't remember it that well. It's not that I wasn't almost an adult or close to being an adult at that time, but was there consternation on it? Because, I mean, he looked good, but that team wasn't winning a whole lot.
No. And Jordan's path, I think, is a lot tougher because he started this season with essentially all young players. I'm a little surprised that people are not leaning my way on, all right, let's sign him. We've seen enough. Quarterbacks in this league are far and few between. I thought a few more people would be in the camp of, yeah, I think he's shown enough. Let's do something with him.
Well, in either way, you can take the last six games. But my guess is, guys, and I think, Chu, you were one of the people who said they were going to win six games. Well, they're at five now, and they maybe we're all in the boat of the Chiefs game. Maybe it'll be closer than people think if the Packers can play the way that they played against the Lions. But with the teams they've got remaining on this schedule, guys, there's a real good chance they win three of those six games at the minimum. At the minimum. And then you're talking about an 8-win team. And if you can snag a couple more, you're talking about a 10-win team. I don't want to go remedial math on you, but that's the case. You know, the 8 plus the 2, Joshy, that's how that works.
Carry the 1.
Let's go out to Jeff in Minnesota. Jeff, you've been waiting patiently on the line. Last call before we take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Good.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank you guys. Great show. Always a great show. Very entertaining and a lot of thoughtful comments by all of you. So thank you for that. So this is my thought on Jordan Love, and I have been in his camp from the beginning, even being in his camp. And the reason why I have been in his camp is really the way he's approached things. Chewy is right. I mean, Aaron Rodgers started with a team that had Donald Driver and Greg Jennings as his starting wide receivers and a better offensive line. And Jordan Love is just kind of continually, you listen to the players, he's got the work ethic, he's got the mentality, and he clearly has the arm talent, sans the deep ball, to continue to improve and get better. Having said that, I don't think money should be the issue. I think you can sit and wait, and even I don't think you lose much by waiting. You might lose some millions of dollars, Chewy, but the team can afford it. I think you let this season play out and you reevaluate things after the season. The final thing I wanted to say is I think the biggest determining factor of how the team is going to do the rest of this season isn't going to be Jordan Love, isn't going to be the wide receivers. It's going to be the offensive and defensive lines. If they continue to play at the level they played against Detroit, they will have they will win 9 games for sure. I think those two units will determine the fate of the rest of the season. I don't know what you guys think about that, but those are my thoughts, and thanks so much for having the show.
Well, I agree with that, and of course, I think we all know that offensive line seems to have been stabilized recently, right?
There
were
zero
some questions. There were some questions early on, obviously losing David Bakhtiari, which, by the way, David Bakhtiari, agent of chaos yet again, yeah. Right? Because Matt LaFleur came out and said that Dallin Leavitt was not cut because of the penalties that he incurred in the previous game. David Bakhtiari replies to the report going,
sure about that?
Yeah, you sure about that?
I don't think he's going to be back.
I don't think he's going to be back, and I think he's intentionally making sure he's not.
Yeah,
back.
But he's
I don't
right.
think that he thinks that we think that he thinks he's going to be back. Like, I think he thinks that we know he's not going to be back.
But he's 1,000% right.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, why would LaFleur say that? Come on.
I mean, what you should say, honestly, in that instance is it all matters, right? When you're evaluating guys at the bottom of the roster, all of those things come into play, which is the reality, right?
Personal fouls aren't really things you get away with as the 50th man who makes the team.
2 penalties on 1 play. It's not a good look.
Not gonna
there
win.
Is a sign, right. No dumbass is allowed in the locker room.
The fact that the first time Chewy heard his name was because he yelled at a referee or an official in the game.
I still don't know what position he plays.
I thought he was a safety. Wasn't he a safety? It's a lot of special teams. Remember, he made news or headlines a year ago when he was on a radio show or a television show in Green Bay. Like
him and Devondre Campbell.
Yeah, and they were talking up Jordan Love, and it was like, well, yeah, but he's your best friend.
Yeah.
Right? Dallin Leavitt was Jordan Love's best friend. 800-990-3776. Taking your reaction all morning long. We are asking you, if you are ready, after what Jordan Love did on Thanksgiving, and not just Thanksgiving, but in the games leading up to Thanksgiving, the entire month of November, where he showed progress. I believe it was versus the Chargers, guys, where he had a 108 passer rating. I mean, something off the charts like that. I had a note here that said his 40 passes were one shy of a season high or something. Now, again, that might have been middle of the game. I don't know. I wrote that down. Can't always be sure with my notes during games. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Can I tell you all about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield? It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, and of course, residential homes too. Floor Shield is designed to beautify and protect concrete surfaces. Plus, it is eco-friendly, non-toxic, and Floor Shield is UV stable. But you know, I don't know what's the most important to me. It can be done quickly and efficiently and not absolutely flip your entire life over, right? Floor Shield folks came out to our place, said they wanted to do our garage. I said, it's November, guys. Are we really going to take everything out of our garage? They said, here's the scoop. It can be done in 24 hours. So this is something that you can do right now. If you're worried about how your garage floor is going to handle the weather, handle the water, handle the snow of the winter, call my friends over at Floor Shield. There are offers of up to $300 off right now on the website for Showtime Floors and Floor Shield by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
There's not a... No, she got right up to me, took out a Glock and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Have you started to hope for the P word? I suppose you could take that a number of different ways, but in this case, we are talking about the playoffs. Huh. Go ahead and weigh in on that. And after this break, Chew, we're going to ask the tough question. Are you willing to admit that Goody was right about Jordan Love, about all of it? Trading Aaron Rodgers, moving up to get Jordan, the whirlwind, the tsunami, the tornado, whatever, the chaos that it created. Are you ready to say Goody was right? All of that and more coming up in the second hour of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right after this.